On October 26, 16 forestry students in Mr. Scott Garver's class at Pocahontas County High School were provided the opportunity to spend the afternoon with John Wayne, a local consulting forester from Greenbank. John talked with the students about opportunities and challenges of being a consulting forester. This program is part of the West Virginia Consulting Forestry Forum. It was presented by Dr. Dave McGill of the West Virginia University Forestry Program. Pocahontas County High School was the only high school where this program has been presented. The other locations were all colleges, including Glenville State College and Allegheny College in Maryland. The first half of this presentation was done in the classroom, and then the group moved out onto a tract of forest near the school that the school's forestry program uses, and John continued his presentation. John Wayne explained to the students that there are several different types of foresters. Some consult on good forestry management, others work strictly with forestry programs on public lands, and some are procurement foresters who work for sawmills finding timber for the mill to buy. Consulting foresters like John Wayne work with and represent landowners who want to sell their timber. The consulting forester is hired by the landowner to assess the value of the timber to be sold, ensure the boundaries of the property to be timbered are clearly defined, marks the trees to be removed, establishes a road plan for the logging company to access the timber, and negotiates with the timber buyer or logging company on behalf of his client, the landowner. Once a deal is struck, the consulting forester stays involved, making frequent inspections of the timbering operation to ensure that the logging company operates properly and within the terms of their contract. John explained that he received both a forestry degree and surveying license from the Glenville State College, and how important having that surveying license is to his business, as it gives him a competitive advantage over his competitors. He can do the survey himself, thus saving money. John told the students that he keeps his business simple, only hiring temporary part-time workers when he needs them on a particular job. He talked about how he works with landowners and some of the issues he runs into in dealing with them, explaining that a common issue is that a landowner has an unreasonable expectation about the value of his timber. John says he has to educate them that the value of a stand of timber is not just the amount of trees it contains, but the type and size of trees on the property and the presence of any tree diseases or pests. A common misconception among landowners is that clear-cutting is always a bad thing, and John has to educate them that sometimes clear-cutting is the best thing to ensure quicker regeneration of quality trees on a piece of land. John advised the students that the future of the timber industry seems to be having logging companies scale down their equipment to be able to economically timber small tracts of land, 5 or 10 acres. In the future, there will be a lot more of those smaller-sized parcels needing timbering, which are too small for big logging companies to bring their equipment onto. He said that companies using small dozers or even horse logging will have a good future in the timbering industry of the future. He also recommended that students interested in becoming consulting foresters should not only get a college forestry degree, but should consider taking surveying, accounting, business, and computer courses in college. In part two of this story, we interview Dr. Dave McGill about the West Virginia Consulting Forestry Forum series. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.